Good morning, Wisconsin.
Good morning, world.
It's a new day. Thank you for kicking it off with us here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Beth and James here with you, kicking off your Friday. We are joined right now by our good friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning to you guys.
How's it going over there?
Not too bad. How are things there?
Good. What has Mother Nature got in store for us going into the weekend here, Paul?
Yeah, plenty of opportunities to get use your favorite umbrella or other rain type gear. looks like that's going to be a rainy end of the week here. The showers moving in here as we get more into the afternoon, becoming more likely, and even a few thunder showers is some of that. And it'll be a pretty steady rain tonight, and then even much of Saturday. So some of the indications point to maybe around 2 inches of rain for totals, or even some spots, maybe a little in excess of that here. So good soaker on the way. In the meantime, more cloud cover building in here as the day progresses, as we still stay with temperatures that are going to continue to be impacted by this cold front that's heading towards the area. So kind of keeping us pretty steady initially this morning, kind of sitting around 60 or low 60s, then kind of steady and falling through the 50s as we get further through the day. Northwest wind develops 10 to 15. Tonight, clouds and the rain, likely even a few of those thunder showers, 44. More rain Saturday, 56. Southeast winds, 15 to 25. And then 37 Saturday night. Lingering clouds, the rain tapers off. And then 55. Partial sun and some clouds for Sunday. And then highs hanging right around 50 Monday. Partly sunny, low to mid-50s Tuesday. Maybe some more rain middle of next week on our way.
So lots of liquid sunshine.
Yeah. And you know what? We probably need it in some ways or another and everything. So I appreciate that, Paul. Thank you so much. You have a great weekend. We'll meet you back here Monday, okay?
Sounds good. Do your best to stay dry.
You too.
Take care, Paul. Big shout out to our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Appreciate them so much. Best in the business. Good to talk to Paul. We got some fun places to start here. Of course, in this hour, we will get into Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club in just a little bit. Make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. All that coming up for you. Looking forward to it. Right now, 12 things that people like less and less as they get older.
Okay.
This is a good one. This
Warnings?
Is a good one. Yes, yes. so good answer. That's a great answer. I wonder if that's on this list. I purposely did not look ahead.
Okay.
There are things that are more enjoyable as you get older. Like vacations, naps, baths, crossword puzzles, browsing, that kind of thing. There's a thread online where people are talking about things we like less the older we get.
Okay.
So kind of the opposite way. And the number one answer is kind of interesting. So I'd like to start at the bottom with this one, Beth.
Yes, let's work our way up. All right. Yeah.
So number 12, French fries. What?
What?
I never feel good or happy when I've eaten them anymore. And another person said, cinnamon. The older I get, the more it just starts tasting like bits of tree and less like a yummy dessert. I don't want to live in a world where French fries or cinnamon are not appealing to me.
Right.
My whole life, I don't have a whole lot of things that are appealing to me.
Right.
Like, French fries are one of the only ways I get potatoes in my diet.
There
you
go. I will give you, I feel more guilty eating French fries the older I get because of the cholesterol that I know I'm going to be getting from it.
Yeah.
But I still enjoy my French fries.
Number 11, snow. Well, not Terry Jones.
Really? Really?
Yeah, I don't know about that one. I would say that I've felt the way that I do about snow as I always have.
It's not fun driving in it while it's coming down, but I love the beauty of the snow and the white blanket. Just beautiful.
If anything, I would say that I would probably lean towards I like it more because of that reason, Beth.
Yes.
I probably didn't do a whole lot of that as a kid, just enjoying the snow, the first snowfall or something like that. I do remember actually filming it, though, back when I used to get to have recorders and stuff. So I did find it a little interesting, I guess. Number 10 on the list, sex in movies. Now, I'm not like when you're young, it's a little more embarrassing or awkward or something like that. If you know, especially if there's somebody else in the room,
right?
Especially if it's a parent in the room. Is there anything more awkward in the world than when a sex scene shows up and you're watching a TV show or a movie with your family? No, I don't know. I generally don't know if there is.
Okay.
I don't know if there's anything more awkward in the world than that moment.
Yeah. Going to a movie theater with your father.
Oh, yeah.
Happened to me in my 30s. We went, and we didn't know that this was going to be, and all of a sudden there is this, and I I started scrunching down on my seat. I'm like, I don't want to watch this with my dad.
You're both grown adults. You understand the birds and the bees. Heck, he might have been the one that taught you the birds and the bees. But you're still awkward as all get out.
Yeah.
There's no, I mean, you're literally not here without that.
Yeah, it is true.
But you're still, it's still such an awkward situation.
It is. Well, you feel like such a voyeur when that's happening.
As an adult, I find it boring.
Yeah.
I have not seen one sex scene as an adult that is interesting to me. Like, well, they're always, they don't carry the story along. They don't do any, they're strictly for the the purposes we can all get. It just doesn't do anything for me.
And
it's
those
really
of us who are in the theater acting world to think about all of the details that have to go into making a scene like that.
Right,
so you start to think about the techniques and all of that.
Well, that's a good example, Beth, because that's one of the first things I think of any sex scene I've ever seen, especially the older I get. Boy, I know for a fact these actors don't like each other, so how did that go?
Right.
Or is that a stage kiss, or are they actually kissing kind of thing? Because I've never actually kissed somebody on stage. I've done a million, well, I wouldn't say a million, but I've done a lot of stage kisses. But that's basically... everybody, you know, take the back of your hand right now and push your face up against it. That's what a stage kiss is. It's not where you're doing a lot with your body to make it look like you're embracing or it's a loving thing or whatever, but your face is actually kind of like, it's almost well, it is awkward, but it's almost more like, excuse me, I'm sorry, I don't mean to be so close right now. I don't you know, it's more awkward than it is that. Staying up late. Staying up late, another thing that we're not as into as we were when we were kids. I mean, yeah, I could see that a little bit.
Well, you can't wait. As a kid, you can't wait to be able to stay up late.
Yeah.
And then it just becomes, there's a lot to do late at night when you get into your like 20s, 30s. But by the time you're 40 and a parent, you're like, I just want to sleep.
I think, yeah, I think that that's a good way to put it, too, because that's one of the things that the older you get, the more you realize how important sleep is and you appreciate. The older you get, you also have a lot more responsibilities. When you're young, sleeping in is just sleeping in. I mean, you know, maybe if you get to a certain age where you got a, you know, something that gets you up in the morning for practices or a job or something like that, that's different. But you only get so long that, you know, for doing that. Holidays. As kids, it's about opening presents, having fun, and eating. But as an adult, you need to be the one to cook, the big meals all day, organize all the fun, to buy presents. And the part that they're not mentioning here, you are the one, you are the chauffeur. You are the one that has to bundle all these kids up, get all these kids ready, get them out the door, you know, keep them in line when you're at your relative's house or whatever. Don't break that. Don't sit on that. Oh, my God, what are you doing? You know, all that stuff.
And the important thing to remember is it's not to say that you don't still enjoy these, just not as much. You know, when you're a kid, that anticipation, you can't fall asleep the night before your birthday or Christmas or any holiday. And as an adult, you're like, go to sleep so I can get my stuff done.
Yes.
So I can go to sleep.
Video games is number 7 on the list. As an adult, I feel like I'm entering into a long-term relationship every time I start a new video game that I don't have time for. Oh, is that good? Oh, that's good.
Oh, what an analogy.
That is hilarious. As a kid, you don't feel guilty dumping an entire weekend into a game. But I would... The only reason I don't play more video games is that exact is pretty much that. I don't have the time.
When did video games become that kind of thing? You know, I remember Pac-Man, and you only had so many chances, and you were done.
Yeah, yeah. With the rise of these games getting more and more, you know, put into them, and making them better, the more that they become a you know, a passion almost.
They're their own movies now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's... ESPN just did something fascinating to me a couple weeks ago. They have pivoted from the X Games, and they are actually co-founders of the term X Games.
Wow!
They took up that sport and they, you know, championed it for a long time on their X, you know, ESPN2 and their other programs. They sold that because they want to use the money to put into esports. Which is the biggest one of the biggest rising things there is. So now on like ESPN 3 or 13 or whatever, it's not uncommon to see esports on there. It's crazy to me.
Interesting.
But it's the world that they're smart. They're adapting. It's it's one of the most growing industries there is video games and that esports thing.
And then we wonder why the country's getting so overweight.
right. at least exports got you outside. It got you on a skateboard or something like that. Yeah, yeah. Driving, number 6. My car as an adult is a million times more fun to drive, but I'm perpetually annoyed being on the road. It isn't just cruising around.
Well, and I think part of it also is driving at night. The older we get and our eyes are aging, and so they can't do as much as they can when they're younger. It's harder to drive at night.
Yeah, yeah, very true. And it also, again, you gain more and more perspective the older you get, hopefully, and the more you have more data to pull from. So when you're young, maybe you didn't hear as much about car accidents or had seen as many. As you get older and you've actually seen car accidents happen or these things, I imagine it does play into it. Shopping for anything, even groceries. It used to be fun. Now it's a chore.
Yeah.
I try to have fun with my shopping, but it's just me, and I don't have a lot of things to buy, so I am pretty, I go in and out. I'm in and out.
Right.
I got my list, I get what I need, and I'm out.
And it's more about what you need rather than dreaming about the things that you want.
Yeah. Although, I'd love to look back at, the first time in my first apartment and the first time I went shopping for myself for food, and, to look at that skeleton of a list, like coffee, sugar, beer, did I grab anything? I'm good. That should cover it. I think I'm good. Loud places, like bars and parties.
Yeah.
Loud noises in general. If I'm anywhere on this kind of thing, I'm more introverted than I'm extroverted, but I like people. I like going out. I really like having a good time, especially, I don't do it that often. So when I do, I get my kicks,
Right.
I have a good time and stuff. But the older I get, the more I can't stand, just being in an annoying bar. I can't stand bars where everybody's crushed together.
Yep.
I can't stand when I can't hear. My best friend is one I usually go out and have a drink with, Chris and everything. And him and I don't get a chance to talk very often. I hate going to a bar and we're trying to talk and we can't even hear ourselves
think. You have to yell at each other.
I don't blame that on the bar. That's me. I shouldn't go to a bar like that. You should go to a bar that is more, but that's bar life. That's
right.
The, people are there to have fun and stuff. I can't stand the person that goes somewhere that's not their own place or their own business, and they try to tell people how to run it. Having suggestions or things like that are one thing, but I'm never going to go into a place and tell them how to do their business.
Right.
I mean, they're the ones running it.
Right.
I hear this one. That one I actually get, though.
Yep.
It's funny, too. Next, number three on the list, drinking alcohol and especially getting drunk.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Yeah. You understand the aftermath of this one.
Oh, yes.
I can think of a number of times in my older age here where Chris and I were going to, we're going to tie one on. We got nothing going on next morning, Saturday morning. We're going to be okay. All those things. It's like midnight. and I'm thinking about what's going to come. And what? Water. Why? I'll take a water. I know what the mornings are like with a hangover. I got to try to counter this one as soon as I can. I think that one might be a little bit more of just knowing what's coming.
Exactly. Experience. Mm-hmm. It's amazing what experience can teach you.
Well, with that, you kind of get to a point, too, where you realize, especially like me, I'll have a mixed drink when I start out, and then I switch to beer. There's only so much beer you can drink. Once you get drunk, you're pretty much at your peak.
Right.
It's only, compounding the fact if you keep going and stuff.
Well, I'm personally one of those people, I don't like to be drunk because I don't like to not feel like I'm in control.
Yeah.
So I never was one of those people, I'm going to go out and get drunk tonight.
Yeah.
No.
Number two on the list, waiting. Anything with hype that requires me to stand in a long line. Yes. There are plenty of things that you have to do this for in life. I refuse to do it for a phone or for things that I don't necessarily need. Yeah.
So I'm here in an arc with this one because I've got two young ones that hate to wait. So basically, we learn how to do it, and then we say, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
And the number one thing?
The number one thing that we get less like the older we get is social media.
Oh, yes.
I enjoy it less and less the older I get. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You get sick of hearing everybody complain and moan and whine and attack each other. You just want the good in the world.
Most of us, if not the overwhelming majority of us, in social media, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, whatever the newest one is, going forward, we live in bubbles.
Yeah.
You have a friends list and you see things from your friends. So the older you get, the more that the world becomes bigger or more detailed, and that's where politics, other topics that can be a little, you know, like Carl and I would always say, mm-hmm. the Thanksgiving topics that you don't touch on, you know, the things you never bring up at Thanksgiving dinner. Like, the more those things become more and more in your daily vocabulary, daily life.
Mm-hmm.
And it, even if you, even if in that bubble, all you have are people that you are like-minded of.
Right.
It gets old quick.
It does.
It's not. I think we tend to think of this as, it's something that I don't agree with. It turns me off of social media or something. Mm-hmm. And there's certainly that part of it. And I think that was a something that was the case much more years ago. Now, it's just even hearing people that you respect or like or whatever, but they're just ad nauseum, just will not let go of this one topic or this one thing or mm-hmm. something like that. And anything can get old. It's easy for us to pick on politics because we're in a political season and we're getting attacked by attack ads and all this stuff.
Right.
But there's plenty of other stuff that you get tired of real quick.
Oh,
you know, I had a friend of mine who started this Atkins diet. This is years ago, but started like the Atkins diet and stuff. And could not stop talking about mm-hmm. it, would tie any subject into it. I kid you not, the last straw I had, we're watching a football game, and like there was a fumble or something like that. His first response, man, I bet you if he had a better diet, he wouldn't have dropped the ball. Like, you're out.
What?
You're out, man. Either this stops or you're out. Like, it was enough is enough.
Yeah.
I have to come back to the video game thing again.
Okay.
I can't let this go.
That
line is so hilarious to me. I didn't realize I was doing this. There have been plenty of games over the years that I've looked at, and I'm like, oh, I got to make the time for that one. Red Dead Redemption. It's basically, as somebody who loves Westerns, you're put in the middle of an old West, like choose your own adventure kind of thing, in an open world. It's amazing. It's one of the greatest games I've ever played in my life.
Mm-hmm.
It takes time to kind of like dive into it and to get into it. And so I start looking at that game and I'm like, look, I know that I've been a little distant. I know that we haven't necessarily shared a lot of time together recently and everything.
So did you have to break up with the game?
I might have to.
Yeah.
I might. And I'm trying not to. We're trying to work through this. We're actually going to see a counselor.
Okay. All right. Let me know how that goes for you.
If I'm that therapist, I'm taking that money. I'm like, well, I'm just going to let this person. I can't help this person, but I'm going to take that money.
Oh, yeah. There are deeper roots here.
Yes. We will take a commercial break. Come back with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club and a lot more fun at mornings on WFHR.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear AOL buddy. Happy birthday to you.
Hey, thank you, Zoe. Zoe Deschanel, everybody, friend of the show.
Yes.
Zoe, you don't have to leave. Okay, no. She's leaving.
Aww.
She's gone. But thank you, Zoe. We appreciate it. Wonderful person. It's time to celebrate you with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. Treat yourself. They're open right now till 2. Open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids.
Mm-hmm.
When you get there, thank the gang for us. Let them know we appreciate them and wish them a great weekend ahead. Let's go ahead and look at this list here, Beth. And, ooh, we got a nice list today.
Excellent.
So, a couple of things here. I need a one or two from you.
Two.
All right. That gives us our qualifier there. And give me another one or two.
One.
All right. That gives us our qualifier. So, there we go. Get our qualifiers out of the way. We can get to the celebrating. And first up, we want to wish a very happy birthday today to Margaret Hefner.
Happy birthday, Margaret.
Margaret, enjoy your day. You're our instant qualifier for today. Nobody else on the list for this November 4th.
Okay.
So we wish you a great one, Margaret. Enjoy your day.
I've got a couple to add for today,
though. Yes, yes, I remember that.
Happy birthday to John Gunn.
Mm-hmm.
He's a member of my congregation. And happy birthday to Marcus Chalda, who turns 13 today.
Oh, happy 13th.
Happy teenage years, Marcus.
That's awesome. Oh, yeah. Enjoy, Marcus. Have a great one.
And I actually have a couple from yesterday, since I wasn't on, to add. They're not in the area, but my brother-in-law had a birthday yesterday, so happy birthday, Carrie. And then my younger sister and her husband celebrated their 21st wedding anniversary yesterday. So happy anniversary, Sue and Joe.
Yeah, happy anniversary, you guys. 21st.
21st.
Ooh, let me look that up real quick. 21st. That would be, 20th is China or platinum.
Okay.
And 25th is silver. So some silver China. I don't know.
Yeah, some nice dishware.
That's great. Happy anniversary to them.
Yeah.
We move on to Saturday, where we cut a couple of birthdays. We want to first up wish a very happy birthday to Darlene Bach.
Happy birthday, Darlene.
Enjoy your day, Darlene. Hope it's a great one.
All right.
And we also want to wish a very happy birthday to our qualifier, Arlene Van Duser.
Happy birthday, Arlene.
Arlene, enjoy. Wow. We hope it's a great one for you. And then we move on to November 6th, this Sunday, where we want to wish a very happy birthday to Kim Allwarden.
Happy birthday, Kim.
Kim, enjoy your day. Allwarden. That's a great nice name. That's a good one. Enjoy your day, Kim. Our qualifier for Sunday, November 6th, is Katie Brandt.
Happy birthday, Katie.
Katie, enjoy your day. Hope it is a wonderful day for you. For those that are on that follow me on Facebook or anything like, or on social media, you might have seen this already. I reposted something I posted some years back.
Yeah, there's a special birthday today.
Tomorrow, actually, Beth.
Tomorrow.
Saturday, will be our little station here, WFHR's 82nd anniversary.
Yeah.
We began broadcasting on election night, November 5th in 1940.
Wow.
If you stop by the stations here, if you haven't done so already, you can get a little bit of a walk down a little of radio lane here, of memory lane or talk lane or whatever you want to call it, because we got tons of our history around here. And we're very proud of it. We're very proud of where we started and where we are now.
And still doing a wonderful job sharing news, and it's a joy to hear every day. So happy birthday, WFHR.
Yeah, I've said this many times. You can go ahead and probably count on one hand how many 82-year-old radio stations there are around that are still have the same call letters and that essentially are still doing the same thing that they set out to do at the beginning.
Right.
It has been maneuvered and evolved in many ways. I'm not saying we do the exact same thing. And certainly with the current ownership, it's changed a bit in that realm, too. But we're still locally grown radio.
Yes.
We are still here. We're still broadcasting here. And I know that there are plenty of people. I shouldn't say plenty. There are a handful of people that can poke holes in that.
Mm-hmm.
I ask you, especially at a time like celebrating 82 years of having a local radio station here in Central Wisconsin, in Wisconsin Rapids. I'm talking one that you can that's accessible.
Right.
There's plenty of radio stations in here and Portage and all that. Good luck trying to talk to somebody. Good luck trying to get on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck even hearing somebody local even.
Right.
I understand that, you know, our station has other voices on it from other towns and everything like that. That's radio in 2022 and going forward. You're not going to be able to fill 24/7 a full week or a full day even.
Right.
It's how radio has survived, by having other stations and other things. Hey, you use this. Hey, use this. Syndicated shows, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Similar to what TV has done to survive with a growing of channels.
Right.
But WFHR is still accessible. It's still your station.
Absolutely.
You guys, if something is happening in this town, we report on it. If something is an event going on, our Morning Magazine guests today are the same guests we started off with, the Miss Wisconsin Rapids pageant contestants.
Wow.
How many other radio stations having them on?
Right.
How many other radio stations are doing that kind of thing? Like, appreciate what you have. It's very easy to poke holes in and say, but you don't do this anymore, you don't do that anymore. It's called evolution.
Right.
And evolution does not wait for people. It keeps going.
Mm-hmm.
And we are very fortunate to have one of the greatest, if not the greatest, core audience radio listener ever had, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I don't just say you guys are the best listeners in radio. I don't have to brown nose you guys. I don't have to do that. I'd say it because I genuinely believe it.
Well, and
cool
with the evolution, you've got new and different types of shows that are coming on. You know, you've had Over the Back Fence, and that's kind of changed and evolved. But now you've got things like Seth Faces the Music and The Director's Cut. So there's new, and it's all done here at this station.
Yep.
And there aren't a lot of stations that can do it. It's usually just syndication that you hear from someplace else in the country.
Yeah. This morning show alone.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the morning shows that are popular are out there, that you know, Bob and Tom, a lot of those filmed out of state, or they're recorded out of state. They're out of town. They're not even, there's no local touch to it. There's no local feel.
Mm-hmm.
What they're going through is completely different than what we are, or anything like that. Taking a look at some celebrity birthdays now. Matthew McConaughey is 53.
Hey, hey, hey.
Well, all right. big fan of his.
Yes.
I also think that even if you don't like him, you kind of have to sit back and admire his arc.
Yes.
Where he started, where he is now, Oscar winner, all those things. I mean, and he's dang good at what he does.
Like, he is.
He continues to grow and get better as an actor, and that means he's working at it.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of respect for that. It's so, you see it all happen all the time, even with actors I look up to, where they get, you know, okay, I'm good. I'm here where I am.
Right.
we haven't seen like Robert De Niro or Christopher Walken or Al Pacino like really act in a long time. Mm-hmm. Like they give their all, they do their thing, but they've been doing this a long time. Right. And we have, you know, more times than not, the casting directors are hiring caricatures of Robert De Niro, not him to play an actor, right. not him to play a character. Matthew McConaughey doesn't really get that.
No.
Yeah. And that's a credit to evolving as an actor.
Absolutely.
Not saying those other actors didn't do it. They're just much older, mm-hmm. so they're kind of become that in their careers.
Well, and he's done a variety of roles.
Yeah.
Very serious, very light, romantic comedy, which is where he really got his teeth and his legs underneath him. And, you know, to do A Star Is Born and actually now sing.
Yeah.
That's amazing to be able to continue to grow like that.
Ralph Macchio is 61.
What? What?
Yeah.
Macchio, The Karate Kid is 61?
Yeah. Ralph Macchio is older than Matthew McConaughey, which makes sense, I know, but it still seems weird to me. It's still very weird to me.
So
I don't
is
know
the
why.
Next sequel The Karate Grandpa?
Yes, it's got to be. He looks great at 61.
Yes, he
man.
Does. Yeah,
looks really good. Also 61, Jeff Probst, Survivor host.
Wow, yeah.
I believe he created Survivor,
he did.
Too.
Yep.
Kathy Griffith is 62.
Really?
Yeah, she's
interesting.
Funny.
Interesting, yeah.
She's a funny one. Let's see here. Former First Lady Laura Bush is 76.
All
we
right.
wish her a very happy
yes,
birthday.
Happy birthday.
Loretta Swift is 85. Hot Lips Houlihan.
Oh, my goodness.
Man, was she funny.
Really?
Yeah, she was something.
She was really good in that role.
85.
And to hold her own with all of those men.
Oh, yeah. Especially a great comedic actor,
yes.
Alan Arkins and actors like that and stuff. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. Also, want to mention some people no longer with us, like the great Marky Post, born in 1950, passed away in 2021. One of my earlier crushes and people I enjoyed. So she was just a great actor.
Night Court.
Yep. Yep, she had to be the kind of a straight man on Night Court oftentimes, and did a great job at it.
Oh, she did masterfully at
that. So many silly, fun, big characters and actors, and Harry Anderson, John LaRoquette, and Richard Mull even, and that kind of thing. And she did her thing. It was so good at it.
Yep.
Doris Roberts, Ray's mom on Everybody Loves Raymond, and really the quintessential TV mom for so long.
Mm-hmm.
Like, every one of us wanted Doris Roberts as our mom if we had a TV show about our life. Like, she just incredible lady.
Yes.
And that woman could do things that would make me feel guilty to, like, I wasn't even in the show. It wasn't even me that it was happening to, but she was so good at certain things. one of the greatest to ever do what he did. The great, the wonderful Walter Cronkite, born on this day in 1916, passed away in 2009. You and I did not, of course, get a chance to really see his reporting and his broadcasting, but being people that read news, enjoy the news, know our history, we can't talk about journalism and not talk about Walter Cronkite.
Right.
It's almost impossible.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the early voices, back when we had voices, that we could trust.
Yes.
And people did.
He was a staple in the news industry. Absolutely.
Yeah. Really set the bar, really, for many. And I wanted to take a look quickly at Saturday, see if there's any birthdays there that are noteworthy. Let's see here. Sam Rockwell is 54.
Ooh, okay.
Great actor.
Yeah.
Tatum O'Neill is 59.
Oh, wow.
Tilda Swinton is 62.
Really?
Yeah. Bryan Adams is 63.
Oh, my.
Man, didn't see that one coming
either. Just aged.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Bill Walton is 70. Art Garfunkel is 81 Saturday.
Oh, my gosh.
And Roy Rogers would have celebrated the birthday this Saturday. Then let's, you know, can't look at Saturday and not Sunday.
Of course.
Sunday, Emma Stone is 34. I like her.
She's awesome.
Very, very good actor. Thadwee Newton is 50. Another great actor.
Mm-hmm.
Westworld. She was Val in Solo.
Okay.
Condoleezza Rice in W. The great actor. Ethan Hawke is 52. Let's see here.
He still, to me, doesn't seem that old.
One of my favorite singers of all time and the lead singer of my favorite band of all time, Corey Glover, is 58 on Sunday.
Oh.
Cult of Personality and stuff.
Yep.
A lot of people don't know this. He actually played Francis in Oliver Stone's Platoon when he was young, when he was a little kid.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And one more birthday I want to mention for Sunday, one of my favorite human beings walking the planet, and I'm happy to say happy 76th, Miss Sally Field.
Oh, yes. You like me. You really like me.
It's funny, this came up last night, and I didn't even know her birthday was coming up. It's maybe the earliest memory I have of an awards show and seeing that and how much it shaped the way I look at award shows and those kind of things and speeches.
Yeah.
It's one of the most vulnerable, honest, true moments we'll ever see, and she's just so genuine in it. And you, and unintentionally, she shows you why she's a great actor in that moment.
Yeah.
Great actors can bring life to the moment in the scene.
Yes.
It's grueling. You're going after, you're doing this one take over and over and over again, and you got to hit this emotion that you're pulling from in life because you don't feel it at the time. Mm-hmm. You're an actor. You're just, you're feeling whatever you're feeling in the moment, but you got to flip the script and you got to be in that moment. And you see why she's so good in that moment because she's living in the moment.
Yes.
She didn't plan anything. She genuinely did not think she was going to win.
Right.
And she's up there, you know, nervous, scared, unsure of herself. Mm-hmm. Just the definition of all these things. You see why Sally feels so dang good and why she won that award in that moment. It, unintentionally, probably, but it's still there. It's kind of cool. One more time, we want to wish a very, very happy set of birthdays here because we don't really have any anniversaries, although you did have one that you, you know, your
brother. But that was yesterday, so.
Yeah. But today, want to wish a very happy birthday to Margaret Hefner. For Saturday, want to wish a very happy birthday to Darlene Bach and a happy birthday to our qualifier, Arlene Van Duser. And on Sunday, a happy birthday to Kim Alderworden and a happy a birthday to our qualifier, Katie Brandt. And again, happy 82nd anniversary, WFHR, this Saturday, tomorrow. Be on the lookout for some other ways we're going to celebrate that through the month here. We ain't letting this one go. You know, there's a reason why it might have seemed like this came out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So happy birthday, everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go get your free piece of pie.
I'm going to go to Misty's tomorrow and demand a piece of pie just to bring to the station. And I'm going to eat it. And I'm going to eat it. Yeah.
Here at the station.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'll eat it at the station. Yeah. So it's kind of like I'm
there
sharing
you go.
It with
them. Yeah.
We'll come back and have some more fun here after Melissa's news. But you go head on over to Misty's Menu. Treat yourself. They're open right now to 2 at 9041 State Highway South in Wisconsin Rapids. Wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR. Lights. Camera, action. It is time to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. What Seth and I are about to do is play a famous TV show theme song. You call up at 424-2600. You get the answer right, and boom, just like that, you win 2 concrete mixers, 2 value baskets from our fantastic friends over at the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. We shout out a good morning to all of our friends at Culver's, and a good morning to Seth. Good to have you here, Seth.
Good morning, everyone. I just kind of sneaked in.
I kind of sneak in, and what a time. Right on note that you would come in during this segment.
Yes.
That's pretty funny. So, again, if you haven't won anything in 30 days, you want to win some free Culver's, now's your opportunity to get ready to call 424-2600, interact with Seth and I, and tell us, hey, what TV show is this from?
All this energy calling me back where it comes from.
Okay, all right, starting to get some guesses here. All right, let's see. Let's take a guess here. Good morning. What's your answer? Good morning. You got an answer for us?
The Drew Carey Show.
Hey, there we go. You got it.
Yes, awesome.
I think a lot of people.
I had it, and then all of a sudden it left my mind, and I'm old.
Isn't that the way it goes, though? Isn't that the way? Thank you so much for playing along. What's your first name?
My first name's Nancy.
Nancy, thank you so much, Nancy. Where town are you calling us from?
Right here in Wisconsin Rapids.
Oh, all right, Nancy. That's great. So it took you, you seemed like you were confident about that one. You just had the brain fog for a second there. And boy, I can relate to that, Nancy.
I thought I was going to hit.
But you got through it. You still got it. You still nailed it.
You got it. Still won.
You got it in. Nice job, Nancy. Thank you so much for listening and playing along. We appreciate you. Just hang on the line. Going to get a little more information from you, and we'll talk in just a moment, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, Nancy. That was fun.
That was a good one, yes.
She did a great job with that. So I wasn't too worried about this one, even though we didn't get somebody immediately like we have been lately.
Yep.
Because of this part coming up here, this. Everybody knows it from that. Yep. Everybody knows that one. So I was pretty confident once it got to that, people would have known the
Here's some
song.
Trivia. Who did the song for that show?
I was going to let you take this one.
Yeah, so you do know this one. Yes, I believe it was the Presidents of the United States of America.
Yeah.
That's right.
Which is kind of cool. Kind of cool that they weren't didn't get a whole lot of opportunities like that.
So. No, they didn't. So.
Nancy just got a heck of an opportunity. Not only did she win some free Culver's, two Conker mixers, two value baskets for use at our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's, but I got to get my agent her information because she is our new star of the day.
Yay.
She might have an acting gig before I do. We'll talk to Nancy. We'll come back, have some more fun right here at WFHR, celebrating 82 years here at Locally Grown Radio. Welcome back, everybody. The morning's on WFHR, Locally Grown Radio. Seth and James here with you at 8:50 on the clock, and want to send a big shout-out to Nancy, our newest star of the day.
Congratulations, Nancy.
Yeah, way to play along, Nancy. We had a lot of fun. Be listening next Friday for another star of the day. Well, another TV show theme song we'll play. Looking forward to it. Right now, Seth, I've got the 10 best foods to eat while watching football. Did your football team lose any time in the last couple of days or the last week or whatever? Mm-hmm. A poll found it takes 3 days to get over it. 3 days.
3 days?
Yeah.
Really? Oh, wow.
I will say this. I will say that seems ridiculous to me until I think about some of the games that I've seen where my team has lost and that I still haven't let go.
Yeah. That was me when I was like in my early 20s, I think, when I was really hardcore Vikings fan and everything. Yeah, I took it hard.
Yeah, I have to say it's more leans towards it's not as bad as it used to be, because it used to be about the Blackhawks. The one time I got to see them in the finals, they got swept, and so some many dark years there where you didn't think they were going to make it very far. I've gotten to see three Stanley Cups now, so it doesn't hurt as much.
That doesn't hurt so much.
But I can still tell you that Jeremy Roenick had zero goals in that last deciding game of the finals that they got swept in. Like I still have plenty of memories and information.
Darn you, Roenick.
The last Super Bowl the Bears were in, I basically my memory stops after Devin Hester's touchdown. Everything after that was horror.
It was just, it was horrible, yes.
It was the Peyton Manning show after that. So that's one of those things. Now, it's interesting the stuff that comes of these surveys, because this whole, this wasn't what the poll was about, of how long it takes us to get over things.
Oh, yeah, right.
It was all focused on food, but that kind of came out of it. Because one of the things that they say it's good to have snacks by is because of that, because food can be comforting.
That's right.
So in those stress moments where you're waiting for your team to make that third and long, or get the final out of an inning, or what have you, you're mowing on snacks.
Yep, that's right.
It's also a better alternative than they say than downing a beer or something like that to try to counter. It's all to each their own, I guess.
Of course.
Here are the 10 best foods to eat while watching food, according to this poll.
Okay.
And well, let's start at the 10 here. Number 10, tacos.
Tacos should be higher. Just saying.
Yeah. Taco on any list, whatever we're talking about, chances are tacos should be higher.
They should be
higher. I have to agree with you on that one.
Yes. Are they sandwiches, though? That's the big question.
The great debate. And number 9, sandwiches.
I couldn't see the list, by the way.
No,
I was not seeing the list.
That's hilarious. That's so good. And yeah, sandwich, especially like little club sandwiches, kind of things. Has anybody else ever seen this happen? Because I've seen it happen twice in my life.
Okay.
Both with friends. It might have been a relative, a cousin once, but I think they're both friends. They got the little sandwiches, but you're watching TV. You're watching, one of them was actually a basketball game. We're watching that, and they have the toothpick in the middle to hold the sandwich together.
Great. Oh, that's awesome.
And this person eats the whole thing.
Oh, no.
And and they got the toothpick in their mouth.
Twice?
I've seen it happen twice. I've seen it happen twice. Not the same person.
Yeah, I know. But still.
I've seen it twice. Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy.
It's just weird.
Pay attention. Yeah. Pay attention to what you're eating. Come on.
Ribs at number 8.
That's a good one.
I love ribs.
Me too.
I don't know. For me, when I think of like foods that I'm going to watch during the game, it's a little of what I was just talking about. I don't want to have to focus too much.
Yeah,
just
exactly.
Just want to grab my chips, and so I don't have to take my eyeballs off of the screen for one second. God help me if I miss something. It's not like they have rerun, or you can rewind your TV nowadays, or they have instant replay.
Right. Although this would be a great a great skit or something, or like a prank, or not even prank, like a challenge. See, people watching the game and eating ribs. yes. at the same time. Yes. See how messy they get. That'd be hilarious.
When I eat something like ribs, I want to enjoy the meal.
Yeah.
I want to focus. I want to lick my fingers. I want to, you know, just take my time with it or whatever.
Ribs are pretty intensive for eating the kind of food, because you do have to pay attention. Mm-hmm. You really do.
Now, wings, number 7 on the list.
Oh, they're perfect.
Yeah, they're perfect. Yep. They're messy, sure, but they're the perfect food to just grab and insert.
Yep, one hand. Yep. Yep.
A, B, you're done. You know, there you go. There's a reason they're so popular.
Exactly, especially for sporting events.
I'm a little surprised they're not higher on the list.
Yeah. I'm curious where this is going.
I feel like, because I don't mind wings, but I'm not like a big wing guy. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm the only person that says that. Like every friend I have, every person I know loves wings.
Wings are good. Yeah. They are very good.
Number 6, meats and cheeses.
Again, easy to grab.
Yeah.
Don't have to look. The no-look grab.
Easily one of my favorite snacks is grabbing a couple of Ritz crackers, a little like a piece of salami or pepperoni or whatever, and a little slice of cheese, and boom, just
there you go.
That, yeah,
so a sandwich.
Ah, I love it. Yeah,
back to
yeah,
sandwiches.
Now, does that count mini as a sandwich?
I would say that should count as
a
sandwich.
It should. I know it does in my vocabulary.
Yeah.
that's an interesting one.
Huh. Yeah.
Number 5 on the list, fries.
Okay.
Yeah, I would think so. I haven't done that one a whole lot, but at the bar sometimes I will.
Well, yeah, if you like go to like your Buffalo Wild Wings, of course, those are your restaurant. Yeah, fries are not something I usually think of at home though.
No,
I mean you can certainly make fries at home, but it's not something I think about. You know, for like the game, I don't think about making fries.
I will make no bones about it, not with no apologies. I have at times made fries for myself just as a night snack. Yeah,
that's okay.
Oh, I do that. No, I love doing that.
That's fine.
Number 4, hot dogs.
Of course. Again.
That's one that I think is a perfect one. I was trying to think. The little wieners. What do they call it? You know, the smaller
hot dogs. Oh, the little smokies.
Yeah, little smokies. That's what it is. Little smokies.
Yep.
I was trying to think of those. Either one, I think it works.
Again, a toothpick. If anything you can eat with a toothpick, that's good for a game, because you just boink. You know, quick, get it.
Maybe we need to start making edible toothpicks. Maybe that's the way we do it.
To avoid issues.
Right. Chips and dip, number 3, that classic.
Of course.
That's
of
always
course.
A good one. Number 2, burgers. And that came in at 26%, which is interesting burgers. With number 1 came in at 27.
But again, I'm thinking more at restaurant kind of stuff for me.
Yeah.
And maybe it's just because more people go out to restaurants to watch games now. There's a lot of places that cater to it. You know, you got your local bar, but there's also some chain restaurants that do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
I like those. I think that sliders work perfect in that situation.
Oh, yeah. So again, the one-handed thing.
Yes.
With a burger, you regular size one, you kind of need the two hands, because otherwise it gets, mess.
Well, I'm only going to speak to my fellow men, because I don't want to pretend like I know how a woman eats or what it is to eat as a woman or any of those things.
Right.
As guys, we are messy even when we're at the dinner table and we have napkins. We have all the things we could possibly need around us, let alone when our focus is not a squirrel, which is basically football, basketball.
Wait, what's baseball, that on? What's that on there?
Hockey? What? Any sporting event? What?
Somewhere there's a game on TV where men are throwing a ball around.
Yes,
that's what we want to see. That's what we want, right?
Put it on right now. ESPN Ocho, whatever. Number 1 on the list was pizza at 27%. So the 27% have said it's one of their favorite football foods.
Okay, now that is actually almost borderline shocking to me. That was only 1 percentage point above hamburgers?
Yeah, yeah.
I thought pizza would be far and away number 1.
Absolutely. I thought wings and pizza were going to battle for number 1.
Yeah.
I was way off on that one. when I'm there's so many great bar foods. Mm-hmm. And burgers are one of them to me. So, again, one of those things where I like to focus on the meal and just enjoy my meal.
Exactly.
When a game's going on, I can't do that. I can't.
Nope.
I'm very good at multitasking, but when it comes in my day-to-day personal life, I'm trying to be in the moment more. So if I'm going to watch a football game, I want to enjoy the game. If I'm going to eat, I'll take a break from the game. I'll do it at halftime or something like that. I don't know.
I am shocked. Shocked. That relish tray didn't make it. some radishes, some carrots, celery. Why isn't that on the list?
No veggie plate? No, it's just...
We're just joking.
We know, but it would be...
Vegetables, what? Get those away from me.
How dare you? I do want to mention really quickly the Green Bay giveaway, New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway. You can win two tickets to the January 1st Packers-Vikings game. Listeners are going to register at Dropbox locations for a chance to win. One name will be drawn from each location. That individual will receive a $50 gift card from that business and become an instant qualifier for the Green Bay giveaway. Get yourself over to Huzo's at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin Jennings in Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nakusa. Registration will close November 28th. We'll pull a winner on 30th. Get your name in those boxes. Buy local, support local, shop local, and enjoy, and get ready for the New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway going on right here, WFHR.